Yeah, he called me a couple weeks ago while I was working during the day to say, guess what? I'm retired. So that was pretty cool. And he was asking me about a good bass radio to get that'll do the 2-meter 440 and BMR and that kind of stuff. I said, well, I've been out of the loop for so long, I don't know. I'd have to do some research. He was going to do some research. I don't know if he put his current 2-meter 440 radio in his shack there. I thought he said he was on the air now listening, but I've called him several times on this one, and I haven't heard him yet. And our neighbor next door, Marcia, her husband passed away. Oh, man, it's been 10 years probably. So we do the snow removal for her driveway, the back patio, and the sidewalks. And then I get her lawnmower ready for her every spring. I already sharpen the blade, clean the air filter, or put a new one on it if it needs it, change the oil, and get her up and running. I've been trying for years to tell her to run the gas out of it before the end of the year. She forgets, and she's got a gas can with gas that's old in it. She's got a lawnmower. She can't start. So actually last year, she did. She ran it until it quit. And this year, I told her, I said, at the end of the year, just take any gas that you have left in your gas can and pour it in your car. And then you'll always have a fresh can ready to go, and your lawnmower, just run it till it quits. And she did it this year. She said it started the first pull after she put fresh gas in it. So she's good to go, and then whenever she doesn't feel up to mowing, we'll mow it for her, the backyard. We mow the front yard anyway, and she mows the backyard. She's got a pacemaker, so she's not supposed to do a whole lot, but she'll do it. Like, she'll do a third of it, and a third of it, and a third of it, and get it done.